Hey, let's do chart review. Porter Emergency Room. Patient seen on 5/16/22 by Dr. Abbasi, ABBASI. First patient is going to be FP, 42-year-old man seen with arm rash. No other complaints, diagnosed with scabies, treated with Benadryl and Permethium 5%. Patient did not answer his phone. Next patient, SL, 15-year-old young man with ankle injury, CT scan negative. Mom was happy with the care received, and they have an appointment to see the their PCP. He continues to wear crutches and use his boot, and pain is not any worse than it was. Next patient is GA, 28-year-old woman with abdominal pain, Murphy sign, normal white count, high alkaline phosphatase, negative CT of the abdomen, negative ultrasound for gallbladder issues. Was given Zofran and sent home. Patient did I say high alk phos? She did have high alkaline phosphatase. When she called, no one answered. We'll try again to make sure she gets the care she needs and sees her primary care doctor. Nothing was said about getting a HIDA scan next. No one answered the phone, nevertheless. Next question is AD, 34-year-old woman with a face pain, facial pain and vomiting, diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia. Apparently the canal on the side of the trigeminal neuralgia looked red. Patient was not given any antibiotics. Would consider, this is a new paragraph, would consider would consider antibiotic, especially since the physical exam reveals a red tympanic membrane and a red canal. Since nausea and vomiting is usually not associated with trigeminal neuralgia. Okay, the next patient is IS, 24-year-old young man, presents with blood in vomitus after he'd had vomiting and retching times 2 to 3 episodes. Patient refused a CT scan. Blood work was negative. Next paragraph, recommend doing a KUB upright to rule out free air under the diaphragm since the presentation is consistent with possible Mallory Weiss tear. Next patient is LP, 54-year-old male with COVID exposure, minimal symptoms, negative tests, negative symptoms, and no treatment given. Next patient is CC, 84-year-old man with COVID exposure, no symptoms, test was negative, no treatment. Next patient, SH, 38-year-old with pain under right breast, especially with deep breathing and toothache. EKG times 2 negative, enzymes times 2 negative, cardiac workup negative, diagnosed with atypical chest pain. New paragraph, consider doing D-dimer with pleuritic type chest pain. If a CT scan of the chest is not done to rule out PE, also please make sure a cardiologist is called in face of chest pains, even though atypical in nature. Thank you. Next patient, MS, 55-year-old male with back pain, flank pain, dehydration, and blacking out associated with dizziness. Workup CT exam consistent with posterior circulation stroke. history of hypertension, blood pressure quite elevated, transferred out to Northwestern Hospital. Northwest Memorial Hermann. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is RA, 42-year-old, male with cough, congestion, chills, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, diagnosed with bronchitis, treated with albuterol, testosterone, antibiotics, doing better, likes Dr. A very much. Next patient is BG, our own 74-year-old ER physician, presented with cough, sore throat, wheezing, congestion, chest x-ray pneumonia versus CHF, abnormal EKG with STT wave changes, possible early CHF with cardiomegaly, CPK elevated. Patient subsequently transferred to Memorial Hermann. I spoke to his wife today. He's seen a cardiologist today and planning on doing a catheterization tomorrow, but he's doing okay. And she had no complaints regarding the care, of course. Next patient is HG, 19-year-old young man with aceration to the chin, treated with Steristrips, Dermabond, D3, no sign of infection reported by a patient today, doing well, and liked the physician very much that saw him. Next patient is TG, 57-year-old woman complaining of ear pain, diagnosed with otitis media, otitis externa, cervical lymphadenopathy, treated with amoxil and cortisporin. She says the cortisporin is hurting my ears. She's going to stop taking the cortisporin, continue with amoxil, and see her PCP. But she liked the physician and the staff in the emergency room both very much. Thank you.